Okay.
And to Mew, is there any call that you'd make? Oh, I know, the call that makes them turn to the left or the right. You know that.
G and H.
And what about calls to horses to make them do something special or move from side to side or to call them in from the pasture? Do you have...
Well, I don't know of anything that... I can't recall.
No special call.
I can't think of one.
What do you say to a horse to get him to urge him on, to get him to go on?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And how do you call the hogs to feed them?
Swoop pig.
And to call sheep, or did you ever have sheep?
No, we never had sheep.
So you didn't have any special sheep called?
No, I didn't know the sheep called.
How do you call your chickens when you feed them?
Chicky.
Then if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, well, I've got to go out and...
harness up the horses.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
Is there any other word that you might... Well, suppose you were riding a horse, what would you guide him with?
The reins.
So that would be different, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you put your feet into when you ride on a horse's back?
Stirrup.
And if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called, you know what that one's called? Was there a special name for him?
I don't believe one.
You ever heard of the lead horse or the haul horse or the line horse or the wheel horse? But I guess it was the lead horse. Is there something, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little, what?
Over yonder.
Or you might say it's a little, she lives a little, what?
Ways off.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a, what, to go before dark.
Short ways.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
If you heard an owl, you would probably... be hearing him at what time of the day?
Well, sometimes they holler right after night, and then sometimes later at night, later most any time of night.
What are the trenches called that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
If you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared the land.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? The second cutting of clover grass. Was there anything you called it especially? Ever heard of rowing or aftermath or any of those terms? Never heard of?
I don't think.
And the wheat is tied up into
bundles and stacked into shocks.
And you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 shocks.
Or 40.
40 bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Threshing.
If you and another man, another woman, had got to do a job, and when you told her about it, you'd say, you and what? If you got to do something, you'd say, you and I have to do it.
Right? I've got a job to do.
Let's see, if a man's been running for 2 miles and had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is it? 2 miles is, if he just could go 2 miles and that's all, you'd say, 2 miles is the...
long ways.
Well, and if that was all he could do, you'd say, 2 miles is the, he could go, the what he could go.
As far as he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's...
mine.
If it belongs to her, you say it's...
hers.
If it belongs to him...
it's his.
To them?
To them. Belongs to them.
Or it's, if they own it, it's...
theirs.
People have come to visit you and they're about to leave and you say to them,